Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Yeah, that's the spirit of the of the hour. Everybody eats when they come to my house. We are at 8:33, and we called over to our neighbor. Hey, neighbor! Neighbor over there!
And we answered the phone call.
At the Denver Rescue Mission. Stephen Hinkle always answers the phone from the Denver Rescue Mission. Hey, neighbor!
I would like to say that walk-up music was perfect for the intro for what we have going on these next few weeks as the holiday kicks off. That's awesome. Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
It's not just a Thanksgiving thing, too, man. You guys work year-round.
Correct. We are a 365-day, 24/7 shelter that helps people who are experiencing homelessness and along the Front Range.
A lot of people downtown, neighbors and businesses and people that live down here and work downtown really depend on what you do at the Rescue Mission at 23rd and Lawrence more than you know. You guys are an impact. A positive impact in the community.
And I want to emphasize that it takes a community effort to help people who are experiencing homelessness. It takes volunteers. It takes donors who give money, because our staff, you know, we have a large staff that has a compassionate heart. But like when we can get the community involved, from volunteering to, you know, donating their finances, like it makes a big difference to helping make the Denver area a much better place to live, work, and play, for sure.
Downtown homelessness is, of course, a national headline, big issue for the city.
Yeah.
And you're saying you're more than a shelter for a population of folks who just kind of hit a hard spot.
Sure. And see, what ends up happening is when somebody experiences homelessness, what we have found that it's a cost of living issue, at least in the most current information we have is people are experiencing homelessness because the cost of living in this wonderful city is rising at a rapid rate.
Yeah.
And so when an individual comes to use our services, the sooner that, you know, we can capture them and help them and give them counseling and give them case management, the sooner that they can potentially exit homelessness.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're trying to work toward. Last year, we found housing for 574 households.
Wow.
And so we are making a significant difference in the city, and that's because of like a lot of the community partners that we do have that walk alongside of us and volunteer and donate. And so our whole goal is, it's not just there's a lot of stereotypes that it's single men who are experiencing homelessness.
Sure.
And we have a location in North Denver where we're housing families every single day, and they're working through our housing stability program, and they have a job and they're working their funds so they can get their bank account.
It's a process. It takes a little while. It doesn't take overnight.
No, it takes time, and it's not like necessarily going to always be this glacial process where it might take, you know, 5 or 10 years to exit an individual out of homelessness. But you know, it can happen. But like we encourage people to be patient in the process, because like I said, we housed 574 households last year.
Stephen Hinkle is here from the Denver Rescue Mission, and we're talking homelessness, but we are also talking that time of the year.
It is turkey time.
The spirit of giving.
So you're more than three hots in a cot?
We are definitely more than that old phrase, three hots in a cot. We really want to make a transformational change in people's lives when they come through our front door. So, but this time of year. So one of the reasons I am here right now is Thanksgiving is next week. Yeah. It's Thursday.
What?
It came up fast.
Yeah,
and I think the reason it came up fast is Denver really never had fall. We went from like summer to winter, and it's like, Thanksgiving happens.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happens is every year we do a turkey drive, and our goal is to gather 15,000 turkeys. And we have been able to do that over the last several years, and we need the community's help to do that.
Okay.
So let me give you a few quick details as somebody's driving down I-25 or on 6th Ave right now.
Yeah.
If you would like to donate a turkey, you can bring it to any of our shelter sites. And what that looks like is a 12-pound frozen turkey. It's really important. 12-pound and frozen.
12-pound frozen.
We can't take a thawed turkey.
And it's not just at 23rd and Lawrence.
No, any of our we have 9 locations along the Front Range.
Okay.
Two in the Fort Collins area and 7 in Denver.
And all those will receive these 12-pound frozen turkeys.
And that's exactly right. Because what happens then is we're trying to get 15,000 turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Our big event is on Monday. So in 6 days, well, today's Today's Wednesday. That's in 5 days.
Right.
We help the community by giving out 3,000 Thanksgiving banquet in a box.
Yeah.
And what that is we give the turkey away to an individual who has, you know, experienced hard times, and then we also give them all the fixings that come with a Thanksgiving meal as well.
And these are families that have a kitchen.
Yes.
They can do something with it.
Yes.
And so this is just, and you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, several years.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And so in Powerfield, and that starts at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., our slots have already been actually filled between 9 and 12. Mm. And then at 12 o'clock, anybody who has not signed up for a slot can come, and we hand out these meals on a first come, first serve basis. It's a wonderful event where 3,000 families in the Denver area are going to get a Thanksgiving meal because of the generosity of the Denver community who has given.
And what day is that specifically?
Monday.
On Monday.
Monday the 25th.
Obviously, it has to be ahead of Thanksgiving Day.
Correct. So okay. 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. at in Powerfield.
Yeah. And that last hour, you sign up, hit the website, call the mission.
So if you are interested in receiving a meal, like I said, from 9 a.m. to 12, all the slots have been taken.
Yeah, yeah.
But at 12 o'clock, you can just show up.
Just roll in.
And we will do the best we can to help you to make sure that you get a Thanksgiving meal. I just can't emphasize, the reason we're able to do that is because the community has rallied around behind the mission for over a century.
Yeah.
And I would really just encourage, you know, anybody who's listening and along the Front Range, give a turkey. If you can't give a turkey, feel free to donate financially to the turkey drive, and we'll purchase the turkey for you.
So on your website,
yes,
you've got things laid out pretty good there.
Yes,
for people. I mean, you don't even have to leave your home if you want to do a financial donation. Mm. It's there as well.
Our DenverRescueMission.org. Yeah. We make it, I hope, as seamlessly as possible to people to donate.
Right.
Yep. / turkey drive.
Right. Yes.
And then you go right to it.
Yeah, and we're doing our own little turkey drive as well.
Yeah, because Rocky Mountain Public Media, Kuvo, Rocky Mountain PBS, The Drop, we want to get in on it too a little bit. Yeah. So can you drop by a truck here in a little bit this morning?
Well, it just so happens, you know, we have a ministry outreach center, which is also our donation center. We're going to bring a big old truck by here in about an hour, about 9:45, and we're looking forward to receiving the donations that the employees at the building have been able to contribute.
All right, a bunch of Kuvo staff is like, what? Oh, I forgot.
No.
12 pounds, frozen turkey. And we'll collect it here at the station between 10 and 10:30 this morning.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Now, one last thing. On Thanksgiving Day in and of itself, you've got the traditional homeless, you know, the people who are out all day on the street and then come in for a bed at night. Do you have volunteers and people who feed people on that day, or what happens at the mission?
So that's Wednesday before Thanksgiving is when we do our Thanksgiving banquet, and we have volunteers already signed up and ready to go. And it's a beautiful event where we will serve anybody who comes into our front door at our Lawrence Street location.
Right.
And we also have a location at 48th Avenue in North Denver we're going to serve as well. Okay. And this is definitely the time of year people are interested in giving their time, you know, and their energy and in their treasure.
Yeah.
And if they're interested in doing any of those three things, DenverRescueMission.org is the website to go to.
Stephen Hinkle from DenverRescueMission.org. There's food stuff happening. There's family support happening. There's support for homeless and services and support. And that hand, I just need a hand.
Yeah.
It's just, times are hard. I just need a hand.
We all get in valleys at some point of our lives, and we're trying to help people get to this peak.